551.
National stars Jason Wirth and Ryan Zimmerman both have $100 million contracts. A-Rod makes well over $20 million a year. They can thank Marvin Miller for that. The soft-spoken creator of Major League Baseball's player union died today, and his single-minded quest to negotiate free agency in baseball was a move that changed baseball and sports forever. Marvin Miller was 95 years old.
Joining us now to talk more about his legacy is Washington Post sports columnist Tom Boswell. Tom, in a column today, you called Miller the most important man in sports in the past 40 years. That's quite a label. Why does Miller fit it?
I think I see it clearly because by accident I began covering professional sports the year before free agency began. I actually glimpsed that world that existed in baseball for almost 100 years before that and in other sports, basketball and football, since their inception. I've got one anecdote that tells me why everything that Marvin stood for, both then and in hindsight, was the right thing to stand for, and why everything that the owners fought for back then and fought dirty to keep was really just a form of greedy exploitation. The great Baltimore Oriole, Brooks Robinson, was on the first team that I covered. And his final full year was 1975 when I came on the beat. And in his entire 23-year career, he made less than $1 million pre-tax in salary. And one of my first stories on the beat was to get a scoop that one of my boyhood heroes had just gone bankrupt. And Brooks had not gone bankrupt by being profligate. He was a typical baseball great of that time, someone who had started a sporting goods store, just one in Baltimore, but he had a hard time collecting debts from youth league teams. He felt bad about asking them to pay on time, and he went bankrupt. And I talked to him about it, and he said, oh, it's my fault for not being a good enough businessman. It didn't cross his mind that maybe he had only been paid a fraction of what he was worth. And fans sent Brooks gifts in the mail of cash. He sent them all back. And people felt so bad in Baltimore that Ron Shapiro, who later became a player agent, helped Brooks out of bankruptcy. And his son told the story that Brooks wanted to give Ron Shapiro something for having helped him through the bankruptcy process. And he wanted to give Ron his 15th golden glove. But Ron Shapiro wouldn't take it. So one day, Brooks crept up to the Shapiro's front door, rang the doorbell, ran away, and left the Rawlings golden glove there. Now, to me, that's the image of the way even the greatest athletes were before Marvin Miller. You may still have some athletes that go broke, but because of what Marvin did, you're never going to have someone in that position again who feels mortified because their employers just systematically robbed them of fortunes that they deserve through their talent and kept the money for themselves. And now you just don't see that anymore. And the things that Marvin fought for are now considered commonplace. They are no longer a cause that gets vilified. They're just part of the incontrovertible landscape that we look at and think of as normal.
Tom, in our last 45 seconds, what was it personally about Marvin Miller that made him such a successful negotiator against the owners? And did he foresee that not only baseball, but sports in general would become the multi-billion dollar business it's become?
He was tough, but most of all, he saw that history was going to be on his side, so he always told the truth. And the owners were on the wrong side of everything, and they constantly lied or fibbed or spun everything. And over a period of years, the public began to understand that. And whenever things went before an arbitrator or a court, the owners always lost. And that was the key to his success. Marvin also stepped aside in 83 before any of maybe of the excesses of salaries really went the other way. So almost everything that he stood for ended up being healthy for baseball. And now you see the one sport that's had labor peace for 17 years, baseball, everybody's done well. The owners have done great. The players have done great. Now, maybe we've paid for some of it in ticket prices, but it's quite a legacy that Marvin's left. And it has gone over and impacted every sport.